are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I'm confused. Is the recession over? Is unemployment at 0%? What happened in the last 24 hours? What happened here? I guess now President Obama is giving work permits to millions of children of illegal immigrants? What's going on? I'm really confused by this whole thing, because I thought when I woke up this morning we were still in a recession, and so many of my patients and listeners and friends and family members were out of jobs. But I guess we have so many jobs, the cup floweth over, such that we could give jobs to everybody, even if they're illegal or here illegally, or their parents brought them here illegally, or the parents decided to bring the uterus over and get, you know, and go through the second stage of labor here on our beautiful lands. I didn't know that our whole unemployment crisis was over, such that we have all these extra jobs to give now the illegals. That's great. I had no idea something like that could happen that quickly. Amazing. Now I got a quick question for Washington here. Okay, are these quote unquote illegal workers going to pay taxes? Oh, no, amnesty. And okay, I'm just a little confused. How is that move helping Americans? Well, Dr. Dahlia, this is Washington's response to help the Latino voters. Okay, let's just stop for a second, okay? All right, we have some Latino voters in my family. We have many friends that are Latino. And I don't think the Latino population, the U.S. citizen Latino population, always likes being lumped in with illegal immigration. Okay? I think that's a little insulting to them. I think many U.S. Latino voters are saying, look, I'm for what's fair. Whoever becomes a citizen pays their taxes, etc. No, Dr. Dahlia, this is how he's going to get votes. I mean, yeah, he is going to probably get votes, but I am sick and tired of always seeing in the news or even with the debates, right? How are you going to attract Latino voters with your stance on immigration? I bet you actually will. I think there's a lot of people out there saying, look, we can't help others until we help ourselves. You know, one thing in medicine we always say is you can't help your sick loved ones, you know, if you're sick yourself. I know many of you are like, well, duh. You know, yeah, or like you can't be happy to others if you're not happy yourself. You can't make other people happy. Now, probably it's said more eloquently than I just said it, but you all get the point. Okay? When we have let's say a woman in the family who's taking care of her mother and her father-in-law and her husband's sick and the kids are sick, we tell her not to get sick. Because if she gets sick and doesn't take care of herself, she can't help everybody else. The reason why America was able to help everybody else is because we used to be very strong. We used to be very rich. When we are strong and rich, have a vibrant economy, have a healthy population, then we can help others. Right now, we are very sickly. I mean, look at what's happening with Greece. Their healthcare system is on the verge of collapse. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with Greece. I mean, surgeries are being postponed. Medicines are being rationed. They are in such dire straits right now in Greece. And do you think they are saying, all right, whoever comes to our country that's not Greek, absolutely, we'll take care of you and take care of you better than our Greek citizens? Do you think that's happening right now in Greece? Get it right, Dr. Dahlia. I got it. I'm on a roll here. Don't interrupt me with my syntax, please. All right? No, that's not happening in Greece. Greece has got to fix themselves within. And then you see this move by President Obama, which is totally politically motivated, right? So, yeah, and I know people are saying, Dr. Dahlia, no, these illegal workers can't vote. Really? There's dead people voting. There's people's dogs voting. We hear these stories all the time. John L. Smith the seventh, who, let's say, hypothetically died back in 1979, casted a Democratic vote. I mean, we are hearing this all the time. And it's a real slap in our face. I have patients who have been out of work for close to 2 years. Okay? When is America going to take care of our own? I don't get it. I just don't get it. All right. So I guess Sarah Jessica Parker is a big hero for the Democratic Party because she threw a fundraiser for President Obama. What happened? President Obama was able to put this on the taxpayer's dime because he stopped by the Freedom Tower in New York, right? You know how whenever you want a business write-off, right, you plan a trip, but you make sure part of it, a sliver of it, has to do with business. You got to be really careful when you do that, people, because you could really only write off that part. Okay? You can't write off a 10-day trip to Hawaii stopping by an accountant's office. I mean, you can't do that. You can't do that. But that's exactly what he's doing. But everybody's like, oh, Sarah Jessica Parker, yay, she did a fundraiser. You know how easy it is to throw those fundraisers together, especially when you're rich? Look at her. Honestly, I'm sure she had volunteers. I doubt she had to pay for the entertainment. I doubt she had to pay for the food. I'm sure the caterer was like, oh, yeah, I'll donate. I'll do this. So she probably didn't have to put a dime, right? She tells all her Sex and the City friends and whoever else gets to come. She gets all this publicity. She, you know, gets to be the news. She gets to take some pictures with the president. It's easy. It's very easy for people to throw these fundraisers. You can throw these fundraisers left and right. Okay? You're no hero. Well, especially when you're fundraising for President Obama. That's a real shame. Look, her peak was when she did Square Pegs. Right? After that was Footloose, and I really haven't been a fan ever since. I'm sorry, Sarah. Right? Matt Broderick, too. I like that whole, he wasn't Dirty Dancing. What did he do? Ferris Bueller? Yeah, just because he was in it with my cousin, Jennifer Grey. Other than that, no. Come on, people. It's easy to throw a fundraiser. Why don't you do it for autistic children, blind children? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler Kenning Lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Tomorrow is my birthday. Yay! I'm so happy! And of course, I'm still going to do the show on my birthday. I always work on my birthday. So we are pretty excited. It's going to be a nice birthday special. Anything special planned? No. No, just, you know, still doing the show. You know, same exciting, you know, show. My shows are pretty exciting. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We have Mark working the dials and Donovan working the dials. We got two men. I know. You know, sometimes it takes two men to take care of me. Yep. So we got four hands on deck, and they're great. They're great. All right, so let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I had a colonoscopy done back in April, and right after I had the procedure done, my left leg started to hurt. It hurts in my cough, I sneeze. I'm medicating it. I don't know what else to do. I'm just trying to get some type of opinion on it. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you for your call. Okay, so you had a colonoscopy and now your leg hurts. See, when I had a colonoscopy, my butt hurt. Honestly, it did. It did. I really think what they do is when you get your scope, the scope they show you is a dummy scope. You know, because if you really saw what was going in, you wouldn't do it. You know, and then. No, I perform colonoscopies. It's small. You know, it's interesting. Technically, All right, if we look at the anatomy, no, I won't review the anatomy during a colonoscopy, but very quickly, there shouldn't be a connection between the back and the colon at the level of them working. I mean, if all they're doing is, you know, scoping you and inserting the scope, you know, it goes into the rectum and then the sigmoid colon and then up the descending colon and then over the transverse and then it takes a little peek into the right. There really shouldn't be any vertebrae contact. There shouldn't. They will blow air into the, stop the giggles, stop the giggling. They will blow air, no, they're blowing air, stop the giggles, into the, they will blow air into the colon to expand it. Now, that could, in and of itself, put pressure on the soft tissue surrounding the vertebrae, but after your colonoscopy, all day long, you let the air out. And here I am, I had my colonoscopy went 2004, here I am 8 years later still letting the air out. So, and I apologize if you ever hear it on air, but if you have any sort of back pain, sometimes we wonder, because we'll have patients that have undergone surgery, and they'll say, look, I wake up from the surgery, and if the surgery was either for hysterectomy or was for my rotator cuff, and their back hurts. Sometimes it could just have been the position. You know, usually when they do the colonoscopy, they lay you on your left lateral decubitus side. So basically your left lateral side. You turn towards your left. And for some people, that may just be enough to shift the vertebrae. So my guess is you just got a little knocked out of alignment. And it had so much nothing to do with the scope procedure as much as the position that you had to lie in. Now, that could be rectified. I apologize for using rect. But we'll, you know, keep the theme consistent here. It could be rectified with some chiropractic treatment, you know. And many times, actually, they will lay you on your side in either the left lateral decubitus position or the right lateral decubitus position, put your hips in a certain position, your legs, and be able to do an adjustment. And it may be that simple, you know. But or you could try a little physical therapy, et cetera. But if it's bothering you to that degree where you have to take some medication, I definitely would have your doctor take a peek at it and see if that's what you need. Because you might have, you know, gotten, like I said, knocked a little bit out of alignment. But it's interesting. I hear this all the time. People's back hurts after a surgical procedure or, you know, an outpatient procedure. And, you know, I've been on gurneys. They're not the most comfortable, but also there's really not much to them such that they would sublux anything or, you know, knock your vertebrae out of alignment. So you just wonder. But then again, you know, some of these patients, when they undergo a colonoscopy or a sigmoidoscopy, sometimes it takes longer than 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes. And so if you were put in a position that your body really didn't want to be into, and one of your vertebrae clicked into a position such that now you're getting the nerve pinching, yes, it could happen. But then, you know, and this goes back to the age-old question, which we bring up on the show, what was your back like before this happened? For example, when many of us pull out our backs, it wasn't because we were lifting a heavy television. All we did was something small like pick up a piece of paper or bend over to pick up a pencil. When I threw my back out on Mother's Day, and we got Father's Day coming up, so I really don't want to mess this one up, all I did was stand up to give my mom a hug. And when I sat back down, I didn't sit. I bounced back down on my chair because I'm pretty bouncy. You know, when you got the extra tushy like I do, you just bounce even if you don't intend to. Boom, I had electricity, shooting pain on my low back, went to bilateral sides, both sides, and I couldn't walk for a week. So, you know, do I blame my mother? Yes. Do I blame the seat? Yeah, you could blame the seat. But if you can't sit back down in a chair without throwing your back out, my back probably wasn't in the healthiest of positions to begin with. Same thing with this. If you can't go through a colonoscopy and be in a left lateral decubitus position for, let's say, 15 minutes, right? And then, you know, waking up after recovery, depending on how long that takes. Usually it's pretty quick. You know, once they stop the propofol, you wake up pretty quickly. You know, what was going on previously? You know, what was your situation, or how healthy was your back? How strong was your back, your back muscles, et cetera, prior? So great question, though. Super question. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you, the three-hour show is not enough. And you guys are probably my favorite groups of people. And if the Dr. Dolly show is not enough, being only 3 hours a day, I'm sure it's enough for Mark and Donovan. I would recommend you follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. And, of course, you can follow me on Facebook. Okay. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, did you guys hear about this? Oh, this is a good one. 63-year-old woman, quote-unquote, becomes pregnant with baby squid after eating calamari. Now, this is crazy, okay? She was impregnated by the calamari. Now, how did this happen, all right? She said, I guess she's a real-life octomom from South Korea. She was eating a baby squid, and I guess, and the squid was cooked, from what I understand. She felt a sharp pain in her mouth. You guys heard this? I would really strongly suggest you put your food down for the next 2 minutes and cover your children's ears. The lady told doctors she could feel something in her mouth, which was described as bug-like organisms. When examined, the doctors found baby cephalopods attached to her mouth. Those are the small pods covered with cement-like material to make them stick. Inside the pods is an ejaculatory apparatus and sperm, with the apparatus expelling sperm quite forcefully. After the victim of the attack was hospitalized, it's an attack, you eat sperm, oh my gosh, doctors removed the baby cephalopods from her gums, tongue, and cheek. It was only then that the pods were formally identified as squid spermatophores. You will never eat calamari again. Now, they say this shouldn't happen in the West. They say when squid is prepared in the West, internal organs are removed so there wouldn't be any spermatophores. Now, I haven't worked with squid. I remember we did have to dissect an octopus, but we did not dissect a squid. There's a big difference. They get very angry when you call a squid an octopus. And I don't remember the genital organs. I'm sure we did dissect them, but we were probably giggling so much that we really didn't get the lesson down like we should have. So I guess in the West, when you eat calamari, I don't know. I've had pieces of calamari where you could actually see all the legs. I wouldn't be surprised. But I guess it ejected into the mouth and attached, and it hurt. It was actually painful. There was another case in December last year when a woman in Japan suffered severe pains in her mouth after eating raw squid. She took the remaining piece of squid to the hospital and sperm bags were removed. I can't finish this story. I don't think I can finish this story. This is absolutely horrible. Just horrible. All right. No, I'm still intrigued. I'm looking at this. Now, another patient says, I probably had, I can't even say some of these words on air. They say spermatophores are either transferred to the female by the male's hectocotylus. Oh boy. Hectocotylus is a specialized arm, which, would basically equate to a man's penis, okay? Which is present in species that lack hectocotyli. Oh boy. I could just hear the limericks. All right, you know, let's move on. We'll come back after the break. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ally C or Ally Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, a judge ruled today in court that Jerry Sandusky can use his histrionic personality claims as a defense. Remember we were talking about this a few days ago or last week, that Jerry Sandusky's defense, which is probably one of the worst defenses I've ever seen in any of these cases, wants to use a quote-unquote histrionic personality defense. We reviewed at great lengths what histrionic personality is. Apparently, the American Psychiatric Association's diagnostic manual calls it, quote, a pervasive pattern of excessive emotionality and attention-seeking, and often characterized by inappropriate, sexually seductive, or provocative behavior. All right. Now, what we had discussed and reviewed, all right, that's why I got to give you guys pop quizzes, because I don't think you're taking notes. I think you guys are sitting there texting, playing solitaire or Tetris while I'm doing my show, and now I got to repeat this over and over again. I mean it. Next week, pop quiz. I'm sick of this. Pop quiz. Now, basically, whenever I've seen a histrionic in my medical practice or in my medical training, it was a woman. And we talked about, I'm trying to think of a movie in which one of the females was histrionic. There was a movie, Color of Night, with Bruce Willis. And I think the woman in that psychiatric group was histrionic. Another example of possibly a histrionic could be, you know, the Sex and the City. And I'm sorry, I don't really watch Sex and the City. But the tall one who was in Porky's, blonde one, not the Sarah Jessica Parker, not the brunette, not the one who has short, you know what I'm talking about, the tall one, she's kind of histrionic, all right, where they're seductive, they may inappropriately bring a sexual type atmosphere in an atmosphere where it shouldn't, like, for example, during a business meeting. They may be there being a little bit more, boisterous in their blouse, twirling their hair, giving flirtive glances, but using this for their self-esteem. It's the only thing they know how to, a lot of histrionics, that's what they use. When they get nervous or they feel, inadequate, they will go to the seductivity and try and use that. And that's one definition of a histrionic. And what really bothers me about that disorder being brought up in this Jerry Sandusky trial is now anybody who has been diagnosed with histrionic is probably going to be associated with pedophilia, and that is wrong. Okay, any of my histrionic patients I've ever seen or taken care of were not pedophiles. And to see Jerry Sandusky's defense team use this, this is really going to make you vomit. The defense motion said people with the condition would not necessarily be grooming boys to molest them, but instead might be trying to satisfy the needs of a psyche with the disorder. So Jerry Sandusky's behavior was to satisfy his psyche. Not to satisfy his groin, but to satisfy his psyche. Oh, well, if it's a psyche, then that's okay. Oh, I wish you would have said that. Case closed. I mean, come on. Really? Really? I do not know any histrionics that will have sex with a boy in a shower and threaten them. That does not make any sense. I hope the prosecution is all over this one. Come on. Look, I am for a fair and legal justice system. I do not like us criminalizing and judging people before they have their trial. But I think I can honestly say, putting my medical license on the line, that a histrionic personality disorder defense for sexual assault of a child is poppycock. It's ridiculous. It's insulting. And now it's going to put many people with histrionic personality disorder in harm's way. I mean, it's going to put these people at risk. I mean, there's a lot of histrionics running around. Now, what do? Well, we tell them the behavior is inappropriate. We usually cure them of any STDs that they have. And we try to work on their self-esteem. All right. Now, let's say the defense wins with this one. Let's say the defense can successfully and effectively convince the jurors that Sandusky is a victim of histrionic personality disorder, and that all this activity he could only have with underage boys, right, had to be done. And it was all a part of his condition. Then I would say, if he needed to, right, this judiciously satisfy the needs of his psyche, he and his psyche should be locked up for life, okay? This psyche then is probably one of the most dangerous psyches we've seen, okay? And if this psyche needs to groom young boys and have sex with young boys just to manage his disorder, then I still don't think he should be out there in the general population trying to treat his psyche. Now, many of us, when we have a medical condition or a psychiatric condition, we will see a therapist, or we may actually take a pill. We may take a medication. All right? You don't see a diabetic say, look, jury, I have diabetes. And in order to treat my diabetes, I need to have regular exercise. Sex with underage children actually satisfy those needs of burning the extra sugar for my diabetes. Do we ever see a diabetic use that? No. But see, Jerry Sandusky needed to satisfy the needs of his histrionic personality disorder psyche. Oh, you're right. You can't take a pill for that. But Judge, I have high cholesterol. And to burn my high cholesterol, I mean, where does this end? Where does this end? This is ridiculous. I mean, migraine patients may benefit from caffeine. Migraine patients have been it's very well known that many people do not have hangover headaches or can avoid some migraine headaches having intercourse. Are we going to start seeing this type of defense, right? They suffer from migraines. So we are looking at, I'm sure defense attorneys, their mouths are watering with this one. If this goes to any lengths, if this succeeds by any lengths at all, we are going to have pedophiles, rapists, etc., using the I have an allergic rhinitis defense. Am I the only one that thinks this is ridiculous? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But like I said, I am really worried about people who have ever been diagnosed with histrionic personality disorder, because the average person is going to read this going, wow, we don't talk about histrionics that much. You know, we have them, and like I said, they're usually, even though it could be men, I mean, 2-3% of the population has, histrionic personality disorder. Yes, men can have it too, right? But, we talk about histrionics going, well, their behavior being as seductive as they are. I mean, now, sexual harassment cases, yes, sexual harassment cases may be able to use this histrionic personality, because somebody could say, look, I wanted to, get the attention of my boss, and so I was flirting with my boss, etc. Not that many bosses will sue their employee for histrionic personality disorder, but still. But no, if we're talking about a pedophile case, really, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So this is confusing here. Okay, remember a couple days ago we were saying no calcium, no vitamin D in older people because they could die? Actually, I think that story came out 24, 48 hours. Well, today, now they're saying vitamin D and calcium extends life. Well, they get their story straight, please. Now they're saying that seniors who take calcium supplements with vitamin D may lengthen their lives. why 24 hours or 48 hours ago you said we will all die. I don't get this. Now, they say our study provides evidence of a cause-effect relationship that calcium and vitamin D causes beneficial effects to general health. And this is going to be in the August issue of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. I'm sure many of you already have this on the back of your toilet seats. But they say only the combination appears to be effective. Vitamin D by itself had no benefit. Now, I'm really confused because they just told us stop taking the supplements and stop taking the calcium when you're older. So what do we do? Do we just sit here with our thumbs, you know, twiddling? I guess we do. For the study, their team looked at 70,000 people who are around 70 years old and had taken part in multiple trials that looked at vitamin D plus calcium against an inactive placebo. And over 3 years, the vitamin D did not reduce the risk of death, but taken with calcium, it reduced it by 9%. Now, of course, calcium and vitamin D we like to recommend to help with bone loss, not that it really repletes the bone, not that it prevents osteoporosis. If you are low in vitamin D and low in calcium, it makes matters worse. So we want to make sure your calcium or your vitamin D, basically, you know, normal levels. There was a study in the May edition of Heart that said calcium supplementation could increase heart attack by 86%. But the risk was not increased with calcium in foods. Of course not. There's something going on with the substrates and the pills. So basically, what do we do with this? To take calcium, to not take calcium, to take vitamin D, to not take vitamin D. I don't know. Just eat healthy for now. All right. I have a hard time believing that if you pop a supplement in your mouth, you're going to live longer. You know, I think there's many other factors that cause you to live longer. One is genetic. Two is healthy eating. Three is exercise, healthy lifestyle. Four is having a huge family support. Five is having a great doctor. And probably what's the most important thing is to have a radio host, such as, I don't know, let's just pull one out of the air, Dr. Dahlia, giving you medical advice. That's probably the key. And I think you'll be fine with those things. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, look at all these emails coming in. Dr. Dahlia, happy birthday from Fresno. Dr. Dahlia, happy birthday. Thank you. I know I love birthdays. I love them. I guess the only reason why I love them is I'm in my 40s. I mean, I think once I'm over 50, I'll probably be trying to hide it, right? And I'll be telling everybody I'm in my 20s. But right now, I'm still okay with it. Yeah, I'm going to have a little birthday party tomorrow. I'm a little excited. No, I didn't invite Mark and Donovan. I know. Don't tell them. Don't tell them because I don't want them getting mad. I still got to work with them for the next couple days. Yeah. All right. Okay, now this is earth-shattering news. You guys want to hear this one? In today's headlines, they say when a partner cheats, there's a good chance he or she is not using a condom. Oh, really? They say people who have sexual affairs without their partner's knowledge are less likely to practice safe sex than those who have their partner's consent to have sex with others. Really? People get permission to have sex with other people and they're, you know what? Yes, there's swingers out there. Yeah, oh, that's not. What about that guy that died having the menage a trois with another man, another woman, and then the family sues? All right, they say these secret cheaters also were more likely to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol at the time of their sexual encounters. This was a study out of the University of Michigan. It looked at 1,600 people who responded to an online ad. About 800 said that had sex with someone other than their primary partner. Of those, nearly 500 said the sex happened as part of a negotiated non-monogamous relationship. And about 300 said they were sexually unfaithful while in a monogamous relationship. Boy, they know how to make this boring, does it? Does it really? Really? You can't make the study sound any more interesting? Those who were sexually unfaithful were 27%. It's my job. You know, look, I still need the material, people. I mean, there's only so much I could do. I'm only human. I'm just one woman. I can't make this stuff that interesting. Gosh, I'm not a miracle worker. Those who were sexually unfaithful were 27% and 35% less likely to have used condoms for vaginal and, I guess, anal sex, and 64% more likely to have used drugs and alcohol, when they have their secret sexual encounters. Now, this study, I know you all have a pen and paper ready for this one. You want to find the source, was published in the June issue of the Journal of Sexual Medicine. That always has all these kind of weird, you know, studies. And I don't know how much money they put into the study. I'm sure it was a significant grant, especially if they had to put an online ad. I wonder how much money that cost. Okay, why is this significant? Well, if you think your partner is cheating, whether you're married or not, you need to get your butt in your doctor's office and get checked for STDs. It's just plain and simple. You know, and if your partner says, no, you know, Pookie Bear, I used a condom to protect you, don't buy it and get checked. That, honestly, that's what I would probably take home. That's what I would take home from this one, okay? And, you know, many of you, when you go for STD testing, you don't get them all done. You kind of do it halfway. When you get STD testing, you need to get gonorrhea and chlamydia checked. Now, I know many men groan when we talk about gonorrhea and chlamydia because we used to check by using a swab and inserting the swab in the urethra. I know many of you are cringing right now as we speak. But now they could test in the urine. So men could do a urine test. Women, on the other hand, we still have to do a vaginal exam and, you know, swab the cervix, et cetera, and get the culture that way. But that's just gonorrhea and chlamydia, okay? We haven't even hit, you know, you need a blood test to look at HIV. I would also get a syphilis. I would definitely get a hepatitis and get a herpes. Need to get a herpes. You know, I have patients, and we talk about herpes a lot because it is more common than we think, extremely common. And it also gets brought up in the news because of all the lawsuits. Remember, there was somebody we talked about last week who met a dentist on eHarmony. I think he was 20 years older than her, doesn't disclose to her that he had herpes. She gets herpes, so she sues him and wins. It's so important for you to get your testing done. One, so you know what you have, and you can get treated if you need to. Two, so you don't give it to somebody else. You know, and three, so you have proof that you, you know, didn't have anything before you entered a relationship with this person. Okay? Because if this person acquires herpes, has sex with you, gives it to you, claims you're the one that gave it to her, or et cetera, him, you could be in a heck of a lot of trouble for a lot of money. This is extremely frustrating. I know some people are saying, well, Dr. Dahlia, that's why you're not supposed to have premarital sex. We didn't have this issue. You're right. Right? In biblical times, okay, not when Solomon had all his wives, but, you know, when you were not supposed to have sex until you were married, and then you only had sex then hopefully you married somebody who never had sex, you never had sex, or none of these diseases. None of these diseases, then you know, I mean, yes, I'm sure there were diseases around, but you increased your chance of not having anything. And then as long as nobody cheated, nobody brought anything into your bed. And life was a lot simpler. A lot simpler. Now it's not. So don't forget to get the herpes checked, etc. But it's frustrating nonetheless. Okay, we're going to be coming up on another hour of the show. What we're going to be talking about in the next hour, for any of you that could still join in, is apparently it costs now close to $235,000 to raise a kid. I know many of us have been doing the Top Ramen thing for dinner, which we had today. It's not going to help. $235,000 to raise a kid. Plus some more medical news. So please stay with us if you can. If not, have a great rest of the way home, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
CardioFX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.